Hi folks, and thanks for listening to this Echo Chamber podcast. Just want to give you a quick heads up before we start. This is a conversation myself and Martin had a couple of weeks ago in relation to my debate with Owen Gallagher of Young Fine Gael for Katie Hannan's up front, which never went out. They threw in the bin. But you know what? I've decided we'll put it out ourselves. We'll publish it ourselves. I do not care. And I do not care about the people in RTÉ who told me I couldn't do it. And without wanting to sound braggadocious or anything, I don't care about your editorial standards. You wasted my time. You wasted hours and hours of my time. You never paid me and you treated me like shit. So it wasn't good enough and we're putting it out ourselves. But if you're listening to this and you like what we do, you think independent media matters, and it should prove to you that independent media matters, we need your support. Patreon.com/Tortoiseshack. The link is at the top of the podcast that you're listening to right now. It's the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a cheap pint nowadays, and you will get access to tons of additional podcasts, all of them in one consolidated feed. You'll never miss a pod, and lots of exclusives, including one with Keith Walsh, the former 2FM breakfast show broadcaster that made headlines a couple of weeks ago, but we never got credited. And not only did we not get credited, Aisling Moran in the Irish Daily Mail, you went on RTÉ Drive Time, and we never got credited there either. So yeah, maybe people will say, Tony, why are you getting so upset with mainstream media, legacy media? It's because they treat us like shit, but we don't need them. You don't need them. Please be aware that there are alternative voices out there, alternative conversations and alternative platforms. And of course I'm biased, but if you want to help keep one of them going, please pick the Tortoise Shack. Patreon.com/Tortoiseshack. I am shutting up now. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves, and folks, we had told people, well, I had given you a little bit of spoiler at the end of last week's Tony and Martin only pod that I'd been potentially gone back to the mothership, Martin's favourite place in the world, RTÉ, and it kind of happened, but it didn't, Martin. It didn't really, sure it didn't.
No, it didn't. If usual, you know. Well, I don't know how many pieces RTÉ record and don't put out. We know as part of the whistleblower group, we know that it happens, but you know what they don't put out, big question.
Yeah, and I think that's I think you're really good. It's great that you put it in that through that frame, because we know personal people who are people who have gone over, you know, sat in hotel rooms, given testimonies, worked with reporters, and it never moves. And it's not just RTÉ. That's not just RTÉ, but RTÉ are particularly well known for it. They will have whatever decisions they want for why it didn't happen. But this one, I thought, was quite silly. You know, quite a little bit kind of pointless. If you're going to invite me to talk about why I think there's a need for a general election, and then you're going to, I don't, okay, Martin, what you're privy to what was said, okay?
I think Owen, the Fine Gael chap, you know, awful lot about statistics, you know, and about polls. And honestly, if we were to run a government based on polls, this government would have been gone long ago. You know, when it suits them, they'll pull out the polls. When it doesn't suit them, they don't want to deal with them. And of course, we've no sight of the internal polls, which we believe led to the end of Varadkar. But, you know, they don't share.
Well, Martin's going to ably assist me in bringing you what actually went down on that conversation that didn't go out. But I want to start by saying thanks to Owen, actually, Gallagher. He is president of Young Fine Gael. He is a parliamentarian insofar as he's the parliamentary assistant to the outgoing or now resigned Minister Josepha Madigan, Minister for Special Needs of People, Special Needs and Education, and he's also a local election candidate, so he is a public person. I did think it was quite unusual that I was asked before we start, make sure I have no political affiliations. It's pretty funny way to frame it, that, you know, I can't have political affiliations, yet the person I'm clearly debating is a party royalist. But nonetheless, so we'll just go. Look, Martin, you we'll play this clip for you now.
Tony, could you begin when you have a moment? You think when Leo Varga resigned, they should have done the right thing and went to the people. Hopefully the interaction will flow from there. Thanks once again Feel free to call me or message me directly if there's anything I can help or clarify.
So basically, I was asked, as you heard there, to provide they wanted me to go in and debate on the basis of, you know, Leo Varadkar's leaving office and, you know, give the case. So, but the first rule you have to know about when you're doing these things, guys, is don't play by the book. Don't play by the book. If they're going to come at you with a certain framing on a debate, immediately pick it up and fuck it in the bin. And that's exactly what I've done time and time again. RT know this. There's a reason why they've approached me. And I literally replied immediately, the rules are clear. We don't have to have a general election. That's entirely contrary to what the former leader and current Taoiseach said at his resignation speech. He lauded Fine Gael's performance in government, outlined the stability that they've achieved in the economy as his list of achievements like Brexit negotiations, childcare subsidies exceeding housing targets. And if all that is true, and Simon Harris is the leader to take it forward, the real question is, why are Fine Gael afraid of going to the polls? Now, what was interesting about that was, I made that comment, and then it took a full 9 minutes for anything else to happen. Everything stopped to the point where I actually sent a message into a group chat saying, taps foot, checks watch, I've been stood up by a Gaeler, my mammy will be mortified. Because clearly I had already decided, Martin, that I wasn't going to, you know, play by the rules of what they wanted. And like, you can read what the reply was, because I think it's only fair to give it word for word.
Hi, Tony. Looking forward to our discussion. He seemed to have already accepted we don't need to have a general election now. A change in Taoiseach midterm is far from unprecedented, having happened with Leo Varadkar twice, Brian Cowan, John Bruton, complete change of government, Albert Reynolds, Charlie Haughey, Jack Lynch and Sean Lamass. Indeed, the polls at the weekend showed that only 35% of people want a general election now, while there was 38% support for the coalition to go full term.
Okay, so as I said, took a while to get going, but when it did, that was Owen's reply. Clearly didn't really want to get into it, but I wasn't letting it go. So I came back and I said that, Owen, personally, in December, you said Mary Lou and Sinn Féin haven't proposed a single solution or proposal, just playing politics and sowing division, true to form with the despicable form of politics. The public will see through this nonsense. And I said, if you stand over that, you'd welcome the opportunity to get a new mandate for this new government. They're your words, not mine.
Yeah, the idea that anybody can tell us what the public thinks, Tony, it's just nonsense. It's utter nonsense. Fine Gael don't know. Sinn Féin don't know. Labour don't know. Fianna Fáil don't know. There is only one way to know what the public thinks. A poll of 1,000 people for Red Sea or for the Sunday Business Post is not reflective of where the electorate is at. And we've seen that time and time again. The polls aren't reflective of results. Hmm. And that's very true.
Yeah. Well, I'll come back and say, you'll let people know what Owen actually said in relation to that.
In 2020, the country went to the people and elected a Dáil to serve for up to full 5 years. And there is no reason why they shouldn't do so. The coalition has a democratic mandate to serve up to March 2025. No one would deny that there are many challenges facing the country and that we need now for a government to continue to work and deliver solutions to these challenges. A general election now would result in an even more fractured Dáil and result in a protracted period of instability as parties seek to form a government. There would be no advancements made on any matter during this period. A general election now would be a barrier to progress, and the public do not want one.
So he made your point. He said basically the public don't want one. That was how he finished with that sentence, Martin. You've read it kindly for me. The public don't want one. I replied, the public is not a monolith, but you haven't addressed my point at all. Why, if everything is as rosy as you say and the opposition are as crap as you say, are Fine Gael then afraid to ask the public? Or do you not believe what you say? And I said, note, I am a member of the public and I want an election. You know, I think it's pretty straightforward. I'm a member of the public. You're a partisan party hack.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. you know, this quote in 36% of the public don't want a general election. I mean, that's nonsense. 36% of 1,000 people asked in a Red Sea poll don't want an election. Is that really how we define politics?
Well, look, we'll go back to what Owen had to say for himself to my response.
Fine Gael and this government will absolutely go to the public proud of its record within the next year. There is absolutely no reason to do so. You haven't outlined one coherent reason why we should have an election now. You might want one, but as polls show, the majority of the people don't. The government is focusing on delivering. Having led strongly through major challenges from COVID to war in Ukraine, they have presided over a strong economy, full employment, and delivered many landmark initiatives such as free school books, hot school lunches, major funding for rural Ireland, to name but a few. He seemed to want to debate a different question here today on confidence in the government, which I am happy to do again, but you've hardly addressed the question at hand.
Again, he came back and, yeah, Martin, it's quite obvious. He said, look, he hasn't addressed anything I've said. He's basically said that, you know, he's now playing that I'm not answering the question that was put to me originally, which I'm not. I'm absolutely not, because the rules are clear. I said at the outset, you don't have to have an election just because it's constitutionally... Actually, it was Gerard Howland said it in the Irish Times. Just because it's constitutionally okay to not have an election, the idea that this government has a year to run is preposterous. And if Gerard Howland is saying it, he's echoing my sentiments. You know you're in trouble. But anyway, I'm going to just give you my quick reply. Go ahead before I do.
Yeah, just before we go to that... You know, Ireland needs stability, and the quick election of Simon Harris. It wasn't an election. There was no election. There has been no democracy anywhere along the line to elect Harris. None whatsoever. They didn't even bother to throw up a candidate against him. So to say it was an election is unfair. It wasn't an election.
Yeah, no, it was a coronation. Look, my reply, fairly blunt, was when he said, you know... basically accused me of not engaging. I said, that's because you're telling porkies. This government will not face the electorate. It's because he made the point that this government will put its record on in front of the electorate next year. And I said, no. I said, this government will not face the electorate. Putting your party allegiance aside, if that's possible, there's something wrong with a situation where the coalition party that is losing one third of its representatives, at least, people who've already said, I quit, and then asking the public to accept that they're up for the challenges facing this country, you need to deal with facts. You're not going to answer the questions. So another question then. Your own boss, Minister Madigan, is leaving the stage, and that's made several families I know who have children with special needs feeling very let down. They can't wait another 12 months for a new government with a better programme for government. They need it yesterday. So do you, who's someone who works in that ministry, feel it's appropriate to make what is already a terrible situation for thousands of families now worse, just so Fine Gael can cling to power? Was that a bit mean of me?
No, Owen is cast in the Fine Gael die. There's no doubt about it. He is going to say whatever it is to get them through the next 11 months. And it doesn't matter. They will talk out of both sides of the mouths, and they are, as we can very clearly see, talking out of both sides of the mouths. We want stable government, we want this, we want that, and yet they're all jumping overboard. So the visuals don't match the audio, and they just...
Yeah, and obviously then the RT moderator then was not quite happy with my tone and interrupted.
Hi both. If you could both stick to the question, if there should be a general election, that would be great.
My reply was not very nice. I just simply said, lol. I said, lol, guys. I'm basically a child sometimes when it goes. But anyway, Owen came back then.
The public elect TDs to serve one term at a time, and a TD announcing they won't be running again has no bearing on their or the government's mandate in the current term. They are still representing the constituents and doing the work in the Dáil. Work which includes the election of a Taoiseach, given we have a parliamentary democracy in this country, and thus we do not need to have a general election now.
He basically, yeah, he's gone back and said the exact same thing. You know, we don't need the public elected TDs. We're going to run our full term. And me being me, I have to be honest with you. You know the meme I use, Martin, of the leopard with the deer? Yeah. I sent that into the chat, and I said, "Look, we don't need an election. So don't let the perfect be the enemy of me continuing to have it pretty good." And then I reminded him that he hadn't answered the question I put to him about Josepha Madigan and the families that are being let down with children with special needs by saying, "I'd like an answer to this, please." He then started banging on about stability. You have it here yourself.
Ireland needs stability now, and the quick election of Simon Harris as leader of Fine Gael reflects this. The public want the government to work quickly towards solutions for the issues they are facing and don't want politics to be played with their livelihoods. Opinion polls have consistently had the coalition parties on joint support of around 45%. Hardly back up your argument that there is a need to form a new government with a new programme for government.
Another accusation was made again about playing politics. And then, Martin, you know, I kind of pissed off at this stage. So I just said, look, playing politics, aren't you the guy who misused Leinster House property to send Sinn Féin a calculator and also posted Mary Lou MacDonald's home address on Twitter? Bizarre behaviour, but nonetheless, again, as I said at the outset, the rules allow for the three-card trick, but the right thing would be to give the public its say. We have locals and Europeans. Now is a great opportunity to renew our commitment to democracy. And then I repeat it, and you still haven't answered my question about Josepha Madigan. At this point, the RT moderator was completely exasperated and decided to wrap the whole thing up.
Can I get concluding remarks from both of you now? And please, stick to the question.
So for once in my life, it was pretty quiet, and I gave the floor to Owen so he could put forward his concluding remarks. Now read by my good friend Martin McMahon, because, you know, I'm not allowed to use RT's content, apparently.
Ireland is one of the oldest democracies in the world. Our system has served us well for over 100 years, and the rules are clear that we do not need a general election now. The coalition has a clear democratic mandate to serve up until March 2025. The public, as reflected in opinion polls, do not want the instability of an election now and want government to continue working on solutions to their challenges. The coalition also has the support of the public, also reflected in opinion polls, putting them consistently at joint support of around 45%. They will go to the country and stand on their record proudly within the next 12 months.
Now, you read Owen's final comments. Can I just get your thoughts on the idea, you know, that the coalition has to, the show must go on?
Well, first things first, Owen makes a big play of the economy rather than society. And I think that's right through he does. You know, that Fine Gael have given us a stable economy, but we don't have a stable society, which we see very clearly. I mean, Dublin in the last 20 years has changed so much. It's now a depressing place to work.
10,000 people officially homeless in Dublin.
Yeah, it's really depressing to walk around and see so many people destitute. It really is depressing. And our country was never like that. And our capital city was never like that before. You know, creating a good economy is good for those at the top, the management level, the financial management level and above. For everybody else, it's been a disaster. And it has been an absolute disaster. And I think if they're going to go to the polls on the basis of look at the economy, they're going to be slaughtered. Utterly. Utterly.
Well, I think that's where the fear is. But look, nonetheless, I'll give you my final reply, because that was all I was allowed, was a final reply. I said, "I'm disappointed Owen hasn't addressed any of my questions. If it was just about what the Constitution allowed, then this was a pointless exercise. Excuse my cheesy line, but Simon Harris and Leo Varadkar are two sides of the same coin, and they add up to no change. We do need change, we deserve better, and the public will render their judgment sooner rather than later. Sooner or later, but I'd rather be sooner for the good of the country." And that was my final thought on that. And I realised very quickly that that was going to go on the cutting room floor, Martin, because I thought they're not going to run that, because they will say it was somehow I was being unfair, when the truth is, no, if you're putting your name forward for election, the public have a right to know who you are, what you've done, what your track record is. I mean, you know, you shouldn't be publishing politicians' home addresses on social media in that ilk and then making a joke out of it. You shouldn't be misusing Leinster House's facilities to stage a video to have a laugh. You shouldn't be dodging questions about your actual work with a minister in one of these areas that suffers so badly. We know, we've spoken to the families who are waiting on you know, we had Andy McNulty on about his beautiful little girl who they can't get into a school. Wait and go. The good news was they got into the lottery to maybe get into a school that has a resource. This is the type of crap that you should be allowed to put to people. But there's some sort of, oh no, you can't do that. That's a bit rude, and I'm just fucking fed up of it.
Yeah, I like, really and truly, I'd like to know what would make Owen tick. I mean, what were the conversations they had around the table as kids? What makes you a Fine Gaeler? Or is it just the old Nina Carberry thing? Daddy told us to vote this way, so this is what we do and we don't think for ourselves. I honestly think a lot of that. I think it's a lot of that. I think a lot of it is indoctrination. A lot of it is don't think for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is Young Fine Gael? Young Fine Gael is supposedly a youth wing of an ancient party, Tony. And their demographic is ancient. And we do know this. This is an absolute fact, without a doubt. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's demographic is over 60. Doesn't have third level education, not generally doesn't have, because that was the times. Who over 60 had the opportunity to go to college? I'm not using it as a disparaging comment. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it doesn't fit to have a youth wing of an octogenarian club. Well, it just doesn't fit to
I will say this, because I know he'll listen. So Owen, if you're listening to this and you want to come on and tell us what makes you tick, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, I'd like to have that conversation. How do you end up in Young Fine Gael, other than somebody in your family stuck you into it, or you're indoctrinated into it? Because it's not something you'll trip across in your own life.
Yeah, and I think you know, I think we'd be absolutely fair, and we'd ask you the questions, put them in a way.
And I'd ask everybody, you know, all parties the same question: how did you come to be that party? Like, it's clearer with other parties, like with Sock Dems or with Sinn Féin even. It's clearer why people have gone to those parties. But it's not so clear to me why people gravitate towards Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It's really not.
Well, look, as I said, invitation's there for you, pal. You have my number. You have my mobile number. I follow you on the old social media. You can drop me a message if you want to. I'm just glad we had a chat with it, because I did think, I know it's not a big thing. It's hardly worthwhile, but I want to be very clear. RT didn't pay me for my time. RTE didn't give me any kind of real reason why they didn't run with it, other than they said, oh, we just didn't get to it in time. So I don't owe RTE anything. RTE, in my opinion,
Nobody does.
You know this, I'm a struggling independent media publisher, and I have very little opportunity to have some sort of crossover to garner or grow an audience, and I was treated pretty shittily. So, you know, obviously I'm glad we were able to have the conversation ourselves, but yeah, I just be mindful to other people when you are invited to these things. Make sure, I'd say rule number one is rip up their framing immediately. Just take that lesson away from it. Do not play by their rules, because their rules are designed to prompt you into positions whereby you can be managed and actually tone policed. It is very much a cult of civility kind of thing, and it doesn't actually bring it doesn't further the debate, and it doesn't bring the conversations that you need to have. And I just think, you know, I know people will say to me, yeah, well, maybe it was a bit low what you did by, you know, making it personal. No. If you're running for public office, your name is on the docket. You can be scrutinized just as much as any other elected official. That's the way it goes. I think that's fair, Martin.
Yeah. I think we leave it
absolutely
there.
Absolutely. Thanks, listen, folks. Thanks to everybody who supported. Incredible, incredible response to the appeal for Zach, to bring Zach back. Unbelievable to see. I think we've raised nearly €8,500 in three and a half, four days.
Excellent.
It's phenomenal. So thank you to everybody who's chipped in, and thank you to everybody who listens and subscribes and likes. And even if you can, we'd love to see you on the old Patreon. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Tony and Martin, Martin and Tony, speaking to interesting people only. Subscribe now on Patreon.